And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Prince of Palaver, Chuck Roberts, with you. And I'm happy to say that we're going to be talking to our buddy Casey Rooney, who is the Economic Development Director for Cottonwood. And he will be on with his special guest right after we take a pause for these words. And we'll be right back on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the internet at kqna.com.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our pre-buy flyer in the mail or take care of everything online at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott
Brewing
Company.
Can you hear me, Casey?
Real food, real beer.
Okay, good. Hang tight. We'll be in about a couple minutes here.
Hey, everybody. This is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
All right, here we go. We're going to toss this over to our buddy Casey Rooney in Cottonwood. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, Chuck. How are you?
I'm staying warm, but I'm enjoying these cool nights.
Well, you know, it'll start cooling down here pretty soon, I'm sure.
You betcha. Well, for me, 70 degrees is cool.
I know. I like that temperature. Yeah. You know, being a guy from Ohio in the winter when it's 70 degrees, that's a heat wave.
Well, remember, I went to Bowling Green for 2 years up there, which is up by Toledo, and between Toledo and the North Pole, there's just a barbed wire fence. That's all.
Well, as you know, I also graduated from Bowling Green State University. I'm proud alumni of BGSU, so it's good to know somebody out here in Arizona that was a Falcon. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Cool. Well, thank you, Chuck, for the introduction.
Who's your guest?
My guest today is Denise Rosen, and Denise is with PWG. And Denise, PWG, what is PWG?
Casey, PWG stands for Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona.
That's kind of what I thought. That's what it says right here, but I wanted to hear your voice just to make sure you're on the other line. But I'm so happy you're with us today. We're reaching out to our audience from the Business Assistance Center in Cottonwood, Arizona. And I just want to welcome our listeners, and I want to welcome Denise Rosen. And Denise is, I believe you are the treasurer of PWG. And I was just looking at one of your flyers here, and it says, Professional Women's Group, supporting, inspiring, and empowering women to action. The Professional Women's Group of Northern Arizona is committed to igniting personal and professional growth with events focused on inspiring women through networking and education. Wow. That kind of tells
That's
a story.
Great.
Tell us a little bit more about that. That's a nice little mission statement there.
Well, that's exactly what we do. I want to start off by saying that PWG has been around since 2010. It started out as a group of women around Aileen Smart's kitchen table, and they mm-hmm. talked about having a group of women that could meet together, network, share ideas and professionalism without a high cost to attend or to become a member. So mm-hmm. Professional Women's Group of Arizona does not have a formal membership. The only fees we charge the public are the fees to attend our quarterly luncheons, and they are so reasonable. $20 for each luncheon, but the good news is if you register ahead of time, $15, you get a pre-registration discount.
You know, I've been to, I think I went to one or two of your meetings, and I noticed that this is not just like five women sitting around a table. This is 100 people in a room talking. And I've been there, and I know you have had a man on your board, Mark Tufte, who's a local banker and a great guy. How do men fit into this thing, or do they not?
Oh, we have men attend our quarterly luncheons from time to time. Mostly mm-hmm. it's women, but we welcome men, too. I mean, they bring another dimension into our gatherings, our quarterly luncheons, and our PM events. But to be honest with you, Casey, it's mostly women.
Yeah, and like I said, I've been to one of your meetings, and I was really impressed. And my assistant at the time, Andrea Harlow, said, hey, come on, let's go. So I went, and it was fun, and people were very welcoming to me. And I was really impressed with the entrepreneurial spirit of the women in that room. They're high-powered, fast-moving women in our community. And when I say our community, explain what the community is. Is it just Cottonwood, or is it Prescott, or who do you include in our region?
In our region, we look to the Verde Valley and the Sedona area. That's our immediate region. We do have ladies that will come from Prescott or Flagstaff, and sometimes even up from Phoenix. But primarily, it is our locale of the Verde Valley and Sedona area.
Well, that's good. I was very impressed when I went, and I know that Michelle Dubé from KQNA, you know, she is very involved in the organization. So how often does your organization get together, and what do you do when you get together? I know you meet at our Business Assistance Center, my office here in Cottonwood, in Old Town, but What's the point? What are you doing?
Well, when we meet here at the Business Assistance Center, that's our board meetings, and we meet once a month. But basically, across the board, we have four quarterly luncheons every year, January, April, July, and October. We have one coming up on October 16th where we're going to have the Making a Difference Award ceremony, and we'll talk about that later. At our quarterly luncheons, women register, they come, they sign up. We have a networking period where you just get to meet your neighbors. You get to meet other like-minded women and just chat. After we're done networking, we have lunch served. And this year, our sponsor, our caterer, is Randall's Restaurant. And he is doing a fabulous job for us. So we sit and we have lunch and we chit-chat with each other. And during this time, the board members, one or two of the board members will get up and tell the group what's happening. But the real surprise is every quarterly luncheon, we have a speaker brought in, a professional speaker. They'll speak for about 40 minutes. And we advertise the topic ahead of time in case anybody, it piques somebody's interest and they want to be there. So we do that, and when we wrap up the luncheon, we give away door prizes, and we have a 50-50 raffle, and we award the winner of that. And I do have to state that all the proceeds from our luncheons go into our scholarship fund.
Okay, so explain the scholarship fund. Who are you... What is the scholarship fund?
Well, PWG has been wanting to do this since 2010. We have just instituted the scholarship fund over the last 2 years. This is our second year to award scholarships. The first year we set aside $1,500. I know it's small, but we're starting off small. And by the time it came to award the scholarship, we're able to give $2,000. This year, we aimed for $2,500, and we were able to give $3,000. And this year, it was a really close tie. We actually gave two scholarships. Even though we intend to only give one, it depends on the needs and the applicants.
Yeah. Well, Denise, we're going to go into a break here in just a minute, but who are your sponsors for 2018?
Oh, our sponsors make a difference. They actually make PWG happen. Our sponsors are Angie's House, Galena's Fine Jewelry, Smart Window Creations, Twin Wolf Designs, Country Bank, Karen Reinhart, State Farm Agent, Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce, Ulof Created Marketing Solutions, Sedona New Day Spa, Miracles Happen Resale Store, Arizona Hometown Radio Group, 360 Automotive, GoTo Business Media, Randall's Restaurant, Larry Green Chevrolet and Hyundai, Gettles, and Judy Higgins Send Out Cards.
Wow. So those are your major sponsors. That sounds like a good, well-represented group of, people in the community. So I think that's pretty awesome. And then you meet every quarter, from what I understand. And so four times a year, right?
But we do have PM events, and they are on the months that we don't have a quarterly luncheon, except for December.
Well, I know you got a big group, and we're gonna take a real short break, Denise. So I'm gonna turn this back over to Chuck Roberts, and then we'll be back and we'll wrap things up and talk a little bit more about PWGA or what is
okay.
No, it's not. PWG, excuse me. So I'm turning it over to Chuck.
Yeah. PWG, all right. And I love to hear her. We have that flat Midwestern accent. And Michelle, she has a great, great sound. I love it. And we'll hear more right after these words from Cottonwood. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world. KQNA.com.
Bulls are back at Cliff Castle Casino. It's the return of the Bull Bash, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Budweiser. Don't miss championship bull riding Friday and Saturday night, October 12th and 13th in the Stargazer Pavilion. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the action starts at 7 for both nights. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under, and are available at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com or at the casino cashier. Buy your tickets early. They go up $5 the day of the show.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. What does that lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, a huge event is coming up in Prescott, and you all need to be part of it. I'm talking about the party to celebrate one of our hometown heroes, World War I aviator and Prescott High School football star Ernest A. Love. It's all happening on Thursday evening, October 4th, at the Holiday Courtyard in downtown Prescott. Great price, too. Only $30 for a single ticket and two for $50. All proceeds benefit the American Legion Ernest A. Love Post 6. Besides no host beer and wine, they'll also have a World War I signature drink, the Old Fashioned. There'll also be tasty hors d'oeuvres, music by the Mood Swings, World War I patriotic decor and model airplanes, and a special 1918 Buick. Tickets are available online at Prescott.org and at the Recreation Services Office in the Armory. It's party time!
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
I think I have Michelle on my mind because my guest coming up at the half hour is Michelle from the city of Prescott. Talk about Ernest A. Love Field and the Veterans Day Parade. So, and without further ado, let's turn it over to our buddy, the Economic Development Director for the city of Cottonwood, Mr. Casey Rooney.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm glad to be back. And our guest today is Denise Rosen. And Denise is the treasurer of the Professional Women's Group that takes place over here in Cottonwood, but it's not exclusive to Cottonwood. So we'd welcome folks to come in and be a part of the organization. I do want to mention that October 16th from 11 to 1:30 in the afternoon, there is an award ceremony, and it's called Making a Difference. Would you like to discuss that a little bit and fill us in on that, Denise?
Sure would, Casey. Yeah, this ceremony, we've made it an annual ceremony, and what we do, we put out notices in newspapers, and we solicit nominations from the community. So people can go online and they can nominate a woman who they think are doing inspiring things for their communities, whether it's leadership, mentorship, serving others, etc. And what we do, we get a group of 15 and we have the ceremony where we bring them up and we honor each and every one of them for their efforts. And of course, at the end of the ceremony, we'll have one who will get the Making a Difference Award. But we do recognize every nominee. They're fantastic women.
You know, I'm looking at the flyer right now, and I recognize, you know, numerous of these people, like Cindy Battisti. She used to be here in Old Town Cottonwood, a business owner. Diane Jones, the mayor. Kathy Bazan, who is a business consultant that works out of my facility. Leslie Fox is very involved in the natural growth of the community from like an agriculture type of perspective. She's quite the leader. But I mean, these are all top-notch people. I mean, they're all great people. And I would hate to think that one wins over the other, but they're all being nominated, and that's an honor in its own right, correct?
It is. It sure is. And if you don't mind, Kate, I'd like to mention the other ones that you did not mention first. Okay. We have Kim Gold, Lori Reinhardt, Mitzi Christian. I mean, all our audience, they're going to recognize these names. Raina Avalon, Margot Braman, Elise Monet, Kelly Wilson, Lori Rangel, Sandra Troutman, and Tracy Pastor. So I'm
These
sure
are all
our audiences recognize
top,
one of
these. Top-notch people in our region, right, that are doing great things for the community.
Yes, they are. And they're being recognized. Their neighbors are nominating them because of what they do.
What if I wanted to be a sponsor? I mean, I'm seeing event sponsors here. My name's not on it, but how would you be a sponsor of something like this?
Well, every year, come September, we start a sponsorship campaign for the following year. And the main reason we started as early as September is we want to make sure all of our sponsors are in our marketing material for the upcoming year. Mm-hmm. To become a sponsor, you can go to our website, which is pwgaz.org, and go to the sponsor tab, and there's a sponsorship application. And you can make application there. And we have several categories of sponsorships. Our basic sponsorship is $360 for the new year. If you pay it before the end of the year, if you decide to pay quarterly, it's $400. But we've also added some other categories. We've added an 800 category, which is our silver, 1,000, which is our gold level sponsorship, and 1,500, which is our platinum. So our sponsors are having more of a choice at this time.
Well, that's great. So I don't see my name or my organization, the Cottonwood Economic Development Council, on this list. I'll tell you for sure, by next year, I want to make sure my name is on the list.
We can arrange that.
I'll bet we can. Well, but it's not too late to be a sponsor.
No, we definitely have to have all our sponsors solidified by the end of October so we can get all our marketing material underway.
So how would somebody become a sponsor? Would they reach out to you or just go to the website, or how would you do that?
They can reach out to any board member, but for the most part, they fill out an application online and tell us what their sponsorship level is, what they're looking for, and it has to go through the board, because one of the things we do, we try to keep our sponsors limited to one in a category. Like there will be one bank, there might be one loan officer, there might be one resale shop, but we try not to have competition between our sponsors, one realtor. So the board then decides, and they have to approve all the sponsors, and we just let them know that they've been accepted.
Well, I would like to see the Cottonwood Economic Development Council be a sponsor. So let's when we're done here today, let's talk about that and see what we can do.
As treasurer, I welcome that conversation, Casey.
Oh, I know. I probably shouldn't have said that, but now you're going to be calling me up every day saying, you want to be a sponsor? I would be a sponsor, and I think it's an awesome program. And so remind us, our listeners, first of all, I want our listeners to know that I'm talking to Denise Rosen, and she's very involved in a great program here that's going to be at the Cottonwood Recreation Center on October 16th, 2018, from 11 a.m. to 1:30. If people are interested in this and they don't know much about it, can anybody come to this? I mean, is it open to the public?
Absolutely. We do ask that people register online so we can get their lunch preference and have the food catered, but we still are open to walk-ins during the event. I mean, it's a great opportunity just to see the speakers and especially the ceremony of who's being recognized in the area. We have a presence. We have a website, which I mentioned earlier, pwgaz.org. We also have a Facebook business page. And we have a Facebook group page. We have over 600 professional women who are signed up for that group, and they're from our area. It's a closed group, and one of the requirements to join this Facebook group is that you have a relationship with the Verde Valley and Sedona. So we monitor, but once a woman belongs to the group, they can publish information about their businesses and what's going on in the community. It's another way women get to keep in touch with each other.
How many members did you say you had?
For the Facebook group, we have, I think it's about 637 right now.
Okay, and then for this particular event, you get, what, 100 people showing up, or how many people will be at this event?
Well, I expect to have close to 80. I don't have the figures yet because we're not done with our registration period for the event, but could be 80 to 90.
Wow. So the people that I'm looking at the flyer right now, and if people want to see this information, they can go to pwgaz.org and then /registration if they'd like to come to the event. It's going to be at our Cottonwood Recreation Center. So if you haven't been there, it's one of the premier recreation centers, I would say, in Yavapai County. I mean, it's a beautiful recreation center. So I'd welcome people to go to that pwgaz.org /registration if they want to come and, you know, meet some amazing women in our community that are doing great things and hear about it, right? I mean, there's a lot going on, and I don't see very many men's organizations bringing out 80 people to come to a nice lunch like that. So I admire everybody that's on the board, and you do have a board of directors, right?
I do. But before we go there, Casey, there's one thing I want to mention. When we have quarterly events, we have special sponsors that step up to sponsor a single event. And so the sponsors I mentioned earlier just sponsor the organization. But can I go over the sponsors that are sponsoring our award ceremony?
Sure. We got about a minute and a half.
Okay. We have Air Park Animal Hospital, Spectrum Healthcare, AZ Hometown Radio Group, Go to Business Media, Better Business Bureau, former Cottonwood Mayor Diane Jones, Randall's Restaurant, and Cottonwood Area Transit.
Well, it sounds to me like you got some awesome community-wide sponsors, and I'm sure you're always looking for sponsors, and you probably don't turn down a whole lot of people. So if people are interested in being a sponsor, you know, I'll list this website one more time, www.pwgaz.org/registration/. And also, how would people get in touch with you, Denise, if they are interested in, you know, learning more about it?
All our board members have a pwgaz.org email address. So you can reach out to any one of us. It's firstname.lastname@pwgaz.org. So mine would be Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S-E, .Rosen@pwgaz.org. And all our board members are listed on the website. You could contact any of them at any time.
Well, Denise, I really appreciate you telling me about this program and telling our audience about the Prescott Women's Group, and your event, your award ceremony is going to be on October 16th at 11 a.m. at the Cottonwood Rec Center. And so if our listeners are interested in participating, just go to that website that I mentioned earlier, pwgaz.org/registration, and come and join us on October 16th for this amazing event at 11 a.m. Denise, I really want to thank you for joining me today. I thought we had a great conversation. You're doing wonderful things for our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey. It's been great.
All right. Well, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
And thank you, Casey. Thank you, Denise. Enjoy the program very much, and a lot of good information there for PWG. And Casey, we'll see you in a couple weeks back on the air. And that's going to wrap things up for the first half of the Thursday Roundtable. We'll be back with a couple more guests, including information about the Candace Devine concert coming up at the Elks Theater and a special Veterans Day parade put on by the city of Prescott. We'll be back with more on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and around the world, and other great cities on KQNA.com.
Affinity RV, you get a home with a view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
As a state representative, Kirsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it is dangerous.
Wait, let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kirsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Humboldt Unified School District voters can learn about a bond issue that will be on the November 6th ballot.
The district has called for a $15 million bond to cover improvements to school safety, transportation, and technology. It would also cover classroom repairs and renovations. The tax rate needed to fully fund the bond is about 24 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, or $1.95 per month based on a home assessed at $100,000. The Humboldt Unified School District is hosting three informational forums about the bond. The first one is next Tuesday at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School in Dewey Humboldt. The second forum is next Wednesday night in the Prescott Valley Library Auditorium on Civic Circle. The final forum is on Thursday, October 18th at Glassford Hill Middle School on Panther Path. All presentations start at 5:30. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Diamondbacks are off tonight as they head for San Diego to end their 2018 season with three games against the Padres. Beautiful Indian summer weather continues through your KQ&A weather weekend, but then a big wet cool down by Monday. Clear skies this evening, chilling to about 57 overnight in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny highs around 87 tomorrow, 83 Saturday, 79 Sunday, with rainy back to work highs around 70. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear and cool late tonight, down near 61. Sunny highs around 96 tomorrow. A breezy 93 Saturday, 88 Sunday, with Monday through Wednesday highs only around 80 with showers. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback for as low as 0% APR, or lease for $269 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Well-qualified buyers now through October 1st. Lease Outback Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01 for 36 months with $1,769 due at signing. Zero security deposit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us this Thursday. This, by the way, fell on the last Thursday of the month.
It did indeed.
Yes. Michelle Stacy Schroeder
is
with us. You work for the Recreation Department of the City of Prescott.
That is correct.
And I know that you kind of run everything, but...
Not so much.
Well, I asked Joe Baines. He said, you're in charge.
We have a great team over there.
I want to, before we talk about your events that are coming up, your daughter is here.
Yes, she is.
And talk about, she's 11 years old and she already got it figured out. She's not going to get married till after law school. And
oh, yeah. She's got everything figured out.
She had A's and B's on her report card.
Yes, she does.
Oh, my goodness. What a proud mommy, huh?
I am very proud.
And a proud daddy, too.
Oh, yes. He's very proud.
Well, I just want to get a plug in for her because she looks like a real sweetheart. Let me talk to you about, first of all, we're at the end of the Ernest A. Love Month.
Correct. So for those that don't know anything about Ernest A. Love, of course, the airport, Prescott Regional Airport, was named after him. And also the town of Love, Arizona, was named after him as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it was. Ernest A. Love was a Prescott resident who in 1914 graduated from Prescott High School. And he went off to Stanford University. And in the interim, the United States entered World War I. In the middle of his junior year, he stopped going to school and he joined the Army Air Service as a pilot, and he was then sent over to France. 2018 marks the 100th anniversary of the date that he was shot down and died in France during World War I. And so the city wanted to do something extraordinary to honor somebody that not many people remember. Not many people know his story, but we wanted to bring attention to it and the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. So the city's has been doing events all month. We have a few more that go on into October, and the final event will be the Veterans Day Parade in November.
And that is part two of our discussion.
That is part two.
I want to interrupt you for just a second. A fellow that became a friend of mine, his name's J. Paul Riddle from Embry-Riddle.
Okay.
And he explained to me why those World War I pilots had the bloused pants tucked into their boots. And what happened was, of course, aviation then was like, huh?
Right. You know. Very new.
And so when they decided they were going to have an Army Air Corps, they needed people with good eye-hand coordination. And so they took cadets out of the horse corps,
the mounted cavalry,
who had the cavalry boots and blouse slacks, because they had good eye-hand coordination, and that's why that why they dressed like that, because they came from the mounted division. So
that's interesting.
That's kind of fun. J. Paul Riddle was he was born in 1901, so he was too young to be in World War I, but he certainly a big part of our community now, and I just thought it was kind of interesting because you say a lot of people say Ernest A. Love. Well, He was a hero. I mean, Prescott was what, a dot on the map back in those days, but he was a national hero.
He was a hometown hero. He was a national hero. And that's part of the reason why we wanted to do this, these series of events, is to bring, make the public aware of who he was.
Yeah. We have Bucky O'Neill, of course. Everybody knows Bucky O'Neill. The man who put the Bucky O'Neill statue up is the brother of the man who did Mount Rushmore. Borglum.
I didn't know that either.
So there's a lot of fun things about being in this community that really rings true when it comes time for us to salute the people that helped got us to where we are now.
Very important.
And that brings us to your Veterans Day activities.
Okay, so the Ernest Day Love, we have until Sunday at the Prescott Library, there is a viewery that has artifacts from Ernest Love as well as other artifacts from World War One on display at the library, and that goes through September 30th. On October 3rd at Embry-Riddle at 7 o'clock, there is a talk series being given by Mr. Alan Rossler, who is an author that did a book on Ernest A. Love. So he will be speaking at Embry-Riddle that evening. October 4th is the big celebration. We have a celebration reception at the Holiday Courtyard on Montezuma. We will have dancing, we have music from the Mood Swings, we have food from El Gato Azul, we have beer, wine, we have a signature drink. We call it the Spirit of Flight, but it's just an old-fashioned.
And no, this is right on Whiskey Row.
This is right on
the Holiday Gardens. But
it's the Holiday Courtyard. It's the Grand Highland Hotel courtyard.
Yeah, right there on Whiskey Row. And a busy place.
Very busy. But this reception, it's $30 a ticket. Or you can buy for a couple for $50. And we encourage people to come out dressed in period attire. We have some model airplanes on display. We have World War One propaganda posters and patriotic decorations going on. But prior to that event, and that event starts at 5:30 at the Holiday Courtyard.
That's 4th of October.
4th of October. Prior to that, though, the American Legion Post 6, which is the Ernest A. Love Post, will be having a rededication at their post building on Goodwin Street. I believe it's Goodwin and Pleasant. And that's at 4 o'clock. So anybody who wants to go and see that rededication, I encourage you to go out to the American Legion and support them. And the actual reception, the proceeds benefit the American Legion as well. October 6th, the Embry-Riddle and the airport is doing the Wings Out West air show. They're going to have a reenactment of a dog fight, kind of to bring tribute to what Ernest Love may have gone through.
Get a visual of what that was like.
Right, what he went through the day that he was shot down. And then October 19th at the Prescott High School football game, there's going to be a special dedication on the field in honor of Ernest A. Love. So mark that on your calendars, October 19th at the Prescott High School football game, 7 o'clock. And then all of these events culminate with the Veterans Day Parade. We made a few changes this year to the Veterans Day Parade. Normally, it's always held on Veterans Day, which is November 11th. This year, with November 11th being on a Sunday, we were having some difficulty trying to be able to close down streets. So we are actually doing the parade on November 10th. The opening ceremonies will start at Cortez and Union Street.
Should be on a Saturday.
At 10:30, correct.
Yeah, good.
And then the parade will start at 11 o'clock, and that's all in the downtown area. But mark that on your calendars as well, that the Veterans Day Parade is going to be on Saturday the 10th, not Sunday the 11th, which is actually Veterans Day.
Saturday's a good day for a parade.
Well, we looked at the possibility of closing down streets, and there's a lot of churches in the downtown area that were going to be affected. We took that into consideration. We also took into consideration the amount of people that attend church services and being that
traffic situation.
Well, and being the fact that we start the parade at 11 o'clock, a lot of people are getting out of church services or they're still in church services.
And there's a lot of veterans who go to church who would like to be in that parade.
So. Right. And so we thought it would be best to do it on a Saturday.
I think that's great.
When more people can attend, more people can participate, and hopefully the weather will stay clear and it'll be a good day.
I've looked ahead and it's going to be just fine. It'll be 80 degrees that day.
Well, I hope so.
For more information, folks, go to the City of Prescott website.
Yes, you can go to prescott-az.gov/EAL. It gives you all the information about the Ernest A. Love Days events. You can also go to that same website. Again, that's prescott-az.gov. Under Recreation Services, there's some information about the Veterans Day Parade. You can download an application and submit it. The parade is free for entry, and we welcome anyone and everyone to participate.
I think that's great. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll look forward to seeing you again in the future because you've got a lot of things coming up.
We always have something going on in Prescott.
We're
going
to take a time out. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable right after these words. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, around the world on KQ&A.com.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend, Chuck Roberts, your jovial host today. And I am going to, as you can probably see, point across the table to Drew Hall. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You brought a very special guest today.
Yes, yes.
Now, he's Drew Hall's with the Cheektones.
Yes, yes, I am.
That famous local group. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell about Candace.
Candace Devine. Who's right here with me. Hello, hello. Hey, we were just talking.
Hi, everybody.
Elks Theater CD release show.
Yeah, October 13th.
October 13th.
I'm very excited about it.
We're excited for you.
Thank you.
But this is not your first CD, is it?
No, it is not my first CD. It is my first solo project in over a decade, though. So it's a very big deal to me because I've spent the last 10 years either, well, not either, both, in a band and songwriting for other people. So this is my first reentry into the world.
So, hello world, huh?
In a long time, yeah. So it's very exciting.
And you have other people with you?
This particular show, I'm going to have a variety of amazing guests. Drew Hall's going to be one of them, obviously, playing lead guitar. But yep. My buddy Jason Slim Gamble, who's in Lady Antebellum, he will be opening for me. Which I'm
I think
so
I've heard of that
about.
Group.
Yeah, you love a group like
yeah,
that.
Somewhat, right? Yeah.
So he's flying in to do an opening set for about 20 minutes to 20, 30 minutes. And he just released a jazz record, actually. So he's going to debut some of his songs here in Prescott, and then I will be sauntering out on stage shortly after.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How do you do?
Thanks for coming.
Yes. And I have a very dear friend named CJ Emmons, who is the lead vocalist on a show called Dancing with the Stars. And he is also flying in to come sit in and share his vocal prowess with
everybody.
What
a singer. I just saw the
video
on Friday.
He's a phenomenal singer.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't he? It's just ridiculous how talented he is. I'm really bringing him in to make me look better. and Slim, too. I'm just bringing all the people in that make me look fabulous. And then another dear friend, my dear friend April Brown, who's in a band called Sister Mercy up in the Pacific Northwest. They're a big blues band up there. And she's come in to lend her vocals, sing some backup for me, and also showcase her brilliance. As well. So we're going to have an amazing night.
It sounds wonderful. How do people participate? Buy tickets online? Or?
Yep, PrescottElksTheater.com. Yep. If you scroll down on the main page, you'll find my big face on a poster, or half my face.
Half my face.
Is that your real name?
Candace Devine. It's a family name. It's not the name I was born with, but my great uncle is Andy Devine. And so the Divines are...
From Kingman.
Drew's and the Cheektones are playing Andy Devine Days tomorrow in Kingman.
Oh, so, yeah, we were just talking about that in the lobby. Yeah.
Sure. Interesting little circles that we
go
Oh,
it's amazing.
Huh? Yeah, so it is our family and near and
now,
dear
Now, why are you in music?
Why am I music? Because it's...
Why are you in music?
I love it so. And I did come out...
When did you say, oh, I love this?
From the get-go. I have videos of me at like 4 years old just singing as loud as I possibly can.
That was Judy Garland.
That was me. Judy Garland at 4 years old, top of my lungs. And my dad went, oh, you know. And it never stopped from there. And my mom went, oh. And here I am.
So do you have an instrument?
I do play piano. I didn't bring an instrument today.
I'm bringing it Monday. You'll be on DJ's show.
Yeah.
And actually,
I won't be bringing the keyboard. You'll be bringing
the guitar.
I'll bring the
guitar.
Yep. Oh, okay. So we'll be playing together tomorrow to get a little
That's
taste.
Monday at 2 o'clock. Yeah. You'll get to hear the live.
Yeah.
Live and,
you get to hear the pipes.
Yes.
So why did you pick? You say you live here, but why the coming out party here?
Right. Well, because this is my hometown now, and what's exciting about that, and I'm a huge fan of the Elks Theater, but this will be the only place to get my new EP. I'm not releasing it till probably January anywhere else.
So. We'll get it out for Christmas.
Huh? Yeah. So you got to get it now if you want to give it away for Christmas gifts or at least hear the tunes, because it will not be released anywhere till next year probably. So this is a very special engagement. And it's my hometown now, so I thought, why not do it here? Because there's really no better place.
Well, we all agree.
Yeah.
All
right.
So you're not, you probably hear us nodding our heads right now.
The
rattle sound you hear is my head shaking.
It's a beautiful theater, and I get to, you know, have these guys. I get to have Drew and Gigi, the
drummer, my buddy Gigi Conway. He was Mariah Carey's drummer for 14 years, played with Aretha Franklin.
We kind of have an all-star crew.
Steve Winwood, it's an all-star band.
It'd be quite nice, yeah.
You got Darwin on bass.
Darwin, who plays with Adam Lambert and Colby Calais. And Latavius Malzuck, he's coming in from Nashville.
No, this is on the 14th?
October 13th.
At
7 o'clock.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday night.
Okay, it's not a Friday.
No.
Nope, it's a Saturday
There's nowhere
night.
Else to go on a Saturday night that's going to be quite as fun. On this set.
As long as it's not
Saturday.
Friday the 13th. Or
yeah, exactly, right?
Saturday the 13th.
Yeah. Saturday the 13th.
Why did you pick that particular date? Just because it was available?
It was available.
Yeah.
I went out in advance.
I was going to say, when I go to Elk's website, you know, they've got between the movies and first Mondays. And
I went into Colette's office, I think it was January 4th. Right. And I said, I'm recording. I've got this new project. She's like, great. See you in October. And I went, okay, I'll see you in October.
Well, now, based upon your personality, what would you consider your genre, pop?
I guess it would be kind of an R&B soul pop.
I would say R&B soul.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I have been told, this is not from my own, but from other people, I've been told I'm kind of the love child of Aretha, Carole King, Janis Joplin, and Adele.
Yeah.
Oh, is that all?
Just, you know, a couple of little ladies that do some singing.
Yeah, I would say like
R&B soul. Yeah, you weigh into
R&B soul for sure. You know, I mean, it's melodic, so it definitely radio ready kind of melodies, but it's definitely R&B
family,
soul.
Family music.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, yes.
All
for
age
sure.
friendly.
We're not
going to
do no rap.
No rap. No cursing on stage. I save that for
after.
Right. Yeah.
when the lights don't come on.
It's a clean show. It's a clean show.
It's a family friendly show.
Oh, very much
I have a little person myself. He'll be there.
My kids will be there. You know.
When you started at the age of four and you sort of grew up and this is what I want to do, and you talked about some of the people that maybe were your idols, who are some of the people that you have worked with or sung for who said, you're good?
I have, without trying to sound completely
conceited,
I've been very fortunate that everyone that has heard me sing has said, you're pretty good, so that's good. But I have sung with Christina Aguilera. I've sung with Adam Lambert. I have opened for the Four Tops. I have sung with...
Wow, there's a generation.
I know, right? who else? Mindy Hebert. I wrote on her Grammy-nominated album and have sung with her. She's a great jazz player and singer. I'm blanking at the moment, but the list does go on.
And have you been happy with everybody you've been with? I don't want to get into a tabloid thing.
I've been very lucky. I've had really wonderful experiences with every single person I've either collaborated with, sung opening for, recorded with. I've never had a bad celebrity experience.
And Drew and I were talking before we went on the air about our buddy, Terry Furlong.
Terry Furlong,
I think he's singing still Thursday nights at Hacienda. People I enjoy that. Terry was with the Grassroots.
Yeah, I've met Terry.
And he's got some stories to tell too. Yeah. He's written a couple books.
So, with him.
Have you?
And you should go down tonight and just sit in. With him.
I have. Yeah, I just might. You never know. Yeah.
I have a gig at Elgato. Otherwise, I'd go down.
When are you going to Kingman tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
For Andy Devine, my goodness, this
comes full
we
circle.
Are just filled with enthusiasm around here, and thank goodness that I don't have to sing because it would hurt.
I bet you can.
Okay, I can't. I make people's ears hurt when I lip sync.
Special talent, right there.
But
I feel like that's a special skill.
I'm a talker. Okay, once again, folks, this is Candace Devine.
Yes.
Going to be with us on the 14th of...
13th.
Or 13th of... Yep. I don't know why I got it.
It's okay.
13th. Saturday the 13th at the Elks Theater. This is going to be a special show.
It's
tickets are now available.
They are. Yes. They're filming up, so
don't
get your
wait.
Tickets.
Yeah. And also that will be the release of your EP.
Yeah. Yep. And the only place to get it. Till next year.
It's exciting, huh?
It's very exciting.
And you're an exciting person. And I'm going to hang out here till Monday so I can see
you guys do your
show
with
DJ.
Yeah, and I've heard the songs on the record. They're really cool.
Yeah,
no one else has heard them, but I've heard them. They're good.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
good.
I'm looking forward to all that. I'm looking forward to your show, and I'm looking forward to having you back on again.
Thank you.
After you get your Grammy.
That's what we're working toward.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, it's automatic.
You know.
But you still have to, you have to wait it out.
Put in some effort.
Yeah.
Politics.
Coming up next week, we'll have some more of the Thursday roundtable. We'll see you Monday. You go are you going to be with us?
I will.
You're playing guitar.
I'm playing guitar Monday.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness!
Yep.
Look forward to that.
It's going to be wonderful.
That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday roundtable.
Thanks for having us.
Have a nice weekend, and don't forget the Diamondbacks start the first of a 3-game sweep of the San Diego Padres tomorrow night, and then wraps up the season. So, yeah, 3 in a row. There you go. And Goldie's going to come out of a slump for crying out loud. This is KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world on KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.